music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing?
We're back, and we have a caller or so on the line already, but hold off just a minute, folks, and we will return to your calls and take more in the second hour. Art's going to be with us for just a few minutes more, perhaps, and we're going to continue. But first of all, I think we have one more clip that should be played, and if this is the right one, this is about Iran and those missiles of mass destruction. And wait till you hear what's on those missiles. Okay, let's hear it, Sam.
One thing is preventing Iran from getting nuclear weapons, something that President Trump and I think, are deeply committed to do, and we are obviously going to discuss that. I think beyond that, President Trump has led a very important effort in the past few weeks, just coming into the presidency. He pointed out their violations, Iranian violations on ballistic missile tests. By the way, these ballistic missiles are inscribed in Hebrew. Israel must be destroyed. The Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif said, well, our ballistic missiles are not intended against any country. No. They write on the missile in Hebrew, Israel must be destroyed. So challenging Iran on its violations of ballistic missiles, imposing sanctions on Hezbollah, preventing them, making them pay for the terrorism that they foment throughout the Middle East and beyond, well beyond, I think that's a change that is clearly evident since President Trump took office. I welcome that. I think it's, let me say this very openly, I think it's long overdue. And I think that if we work together, and not just the United States and Israel, but so many others in the region who see eye to eye on the great magnitude and danger of the Iranian threat, then I think we can roll back Iran's aggression and danger. And that's something that is important for Israel, the Arab states, but I think it's vitally important for America. These guys are developing ICBMs. They're developing, they want to get to a nuclear arsenal, not a bomb, 100 bombs. And they want to have the ability to launch them everywhere on Earth, and including, and especially, eventually, the United States. So this is something that is important for all of us. I welcome the change, and I intend to work with President Trump very closely so that we can thwart this danger.
Wow. I am really jaw-dropping now. This is amazing. Art, did you realize that those missiles have that inscription on them, in Hebrew, no less?
Right. Somehow, nobody talks about the 600 nuclear weapons that Israel has or hasn't signed a nuclear proliferation treaty, which Iran signed.
Well, it's 800, actually. That's the last count. But who knows? It may be 16,000 by now. We don't know because they're so secretive about their nuclear arsenal. Go ahead.
Right. So it's just, like, interesting that the entire U.S. media shuts down that process and shuts down the process of Israel committing espionage against this country, assassinating our presidents, and financially ruining this country with, financial fraud left and right. Somehow that just doesn't seem to hit the news. It's not a topic to be talked about.
You know, you can see, folks, it's all one big matrix, the military, the industrial, the media, the political, the economic, all of these hidden dynasties, actually, as it's spoken of in the scriptures in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18, are all controlled by these sons of Cain. Now, I have to say, truthfully, I had to look everywhere that I could possibly look and see if these missiles, by the way, which these tests are legal under the treaty that Iran signed, by the way. They are permissible and legal. So Bibi lied about that, too. We didn't expect him to tell the truth. But I could not, Art, for the life of me, find these Hebrew instructions, Israel must be destroyed. Maybe they erased them just in time. Maybe so. When I went to look, they weren't there to make me sound a little bit strange on the ear. And maybe it's a plot against the Israeli government somehow, or against Netanyahu.
Oh, I think what was actually on there was a logo of the Mossad was saying, "By disinformation, we shall wage war." That was probably what's really on the missiles.
That's on their missiles, yes, indeed.
Right.
None of this is true. And by the way, we've had on, we're going to have him on, I should have had him on again recently, Professor Beeman, William O. Beeman, who's now at the University of Minnesota. He was here at Brown University in Rhode Island, but he did visit Iran many times, an expert on Persia and Iran, and speaks the languages fluently. He dispelled that myth long ago and said there was never, absolutely positively never, any memo or any information from the Iranian government under any of these mullahs that Israel should be wiped off the map. He said there never was. What it said was that in time the Israeli regime will vanish from the scene. They will go. And it's ironic because, you know, nobody would dare bring it up with Bibi, but our Bible says, Old and New Covenants, that when Jesus returns, the Savior comes, he's going to level Jerusalem as that city, which Bibi says is his city. He says he's a Judean. That's the amusing part. Nowhere in the scripture are these of this seed line of Satan ever referred to as Judeans. The word Jew, of course, is a bastardization of Judah and Judea, and they were neither one. Now, you're a Pennsylvanian, and Ash Carter is a Pennsylvanian, and we can say that various other Adelson groups may be in Pennsylvania today, and they may take up residence there. But are they all of the same lineage or of the same race as you? No. Of course not. So you could say, I was in Pennsylvania at one time. And you can say, I was in California at one time. But there's a difference between Mr. Brown in California and Mr. Shavinsky in California and Mr. Contreras in California. But they're all considered to be Californians. So this word Jew that he refers to is not in the original scripts, and neither is he a Judean. Now, obviously, he's an Edomian. Edom, red, Esau. That is the seed line that God said he hated in its mother's womb. So, anyway, let's dispel that myth, okay? All right, so now we have Bibi and Don. And Don went on to talk about amplification of what Bibi said, that children are taught to hate Israel from a very young age. Now, of course, we know in the Talmud, which is taught in every Hebrew school, so-called, every Israeli school, that it considers the Jewish race to be a supreme race, a superior race over all the other races. And that is taught on a daily basis, except maybe for their so-called Sabbath. Now, how come that too is never mentioned? Not just the Palestinians, but all Christians, all of the other races of the earth are considered Shabbat Goy. Interesting, isn't it?
Right. Right, the ones who helped the civil rights movement were the blacks had definitely legitimate issues, and they rode on the coattails to basically enrich themselves. I see how much they helped the civil rights. Look at the ghettos we have in the major American cities these days.
Mm-hmm.
And look Absolutely. Who got rich over that process by changing the contracts. They didn't do it in such a way to help the minority communities. They did it in such a way that they basically were able to rip them off and financially ruin them.
Well, and then go back to urban renewal, too. The architects of urban renewal were the same CFR-connected souls.
Right.
And I know in my neck of the woods, they condemned a lot of property. They got in under eminent domain, and they rebuilt, and they made a handsome profit while others were displaced, you know?
Right. And unfortunately, I think that's one of the major things we're going to see in the America scene under the Trump administration. You can be sure, being a major real estate developer like he is and having to fight issues of eminent domain, he's going to ease up those restrictions quite a bit.
Yes, he has. So, well, any other further comments before you have to go, Art, about all this that we've been talking about today? The significance of this news conference far outweighs any other that we've heard since then, particularly yesterday's.
Well, the benefit I see is the fact that the American people are waking up, and they're seeing the issues on both sides of the party, and the real issue is not being talked about. Matter of fact, I even listened to, just by very briefly, someone named AJ was even talking about what's going on up in Pennsylvania. You know, he's making reference to the Sandusky scandal, but I think you're basically getting some messages out there that the American people need to hear, and it's not being spoken about just about any other place. So I appreciate
I don't know why. You know, some people have just said, and they've written to me and said, Rick, your program on RBN is the only game in town. And I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I don't think so. I think there are others doing it in a variety of ways. But I get that all the time. This program, this network, because of what others do here, is the only game in town. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that touches the kinds of issues, deep issues that we try to talk about here, because in the end, these are the bottom line issues. It's not whether or not Donald Trump is going to win in a pissing contest with Chuck Todd or Andrea Mitchell or Trevor Noah or any of these others. In the end, it's the economy, stupid, the political structure, the United States, America at war in the very near future, and the banks, the synagogue of Satan, closing down your access to the money that you've worked for all of these years. Those are the bottom issues that they will never, I can assure you, never talk about. O'Reilly couldn't touch them. And that is the reality. Period.
And that's where I think your media is one of the best out there. And I do have to get going. And
I know you do. No Place for Corruption is Art's website. Thank you, Art. It's been a great pleasure today.
You too.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. I know he couldn't stay, but we're going to take some calls. And also, in this hour, I want to continue to expand the envelope. You know, the name of AJ came up, and then I also heard it bandied about this week on one of the nationally syndicated programs on radio, Glenn Beck. And he was sort of having a little fun with AJ and his conspiracy theories and so forth. But the interesting part of it all was the way AJ apparently has this nice relationship with Dugin, this Mr. Dugin or Dugin, Alexander, the Russian philosopher, who, of course, is considered to be the number one man for Putin, his advisor, his confidant, along with the election process for Putin and Mr. Trump by people like Paul Manafort, and so on and so forth. So how do they all tie in to Stephen Bannon? Very interesting, huh? And what is happening to America now? Is it all just an accidental situation? Are the cards just falling because they happen to be stacked in such a way that somebody is just rattling the table? Or are they stacked deliberately and intentionally to fall when America is divided into five major regions, according to Mr. Dugin, Alexander Dugin? And that prophecy was given, so-called prophecy, many years ago. I think it was 1994 or so that he actually began prophesizing, so to speak, about America being a land of division, a land that would be, if you will, subjugated by regions and occupied by military. So, folks, those are the questions that we want to get to if we have time, of course. And let's take some calls, 800-313-9443. Mark in Georgia, you're up on the program. Hello, Mark.
Good day, sir.
Yes,
speaker,
sir.
Speaker, yeah. Yeah, you can hear me better now, right?
So, I can hear you perfectly.
Yes. Well, I guess you understand that Chuck Baldwin has openly recanted the Zionist Scofieldian misrepresentation of eschatology. And recently on News with Views, a rabbi said, well, how dare you? Actually, he was semi-polite about it, saying he's a good guy. It seems you're a bit confused that this land is given to Abraham and his seed. That's us. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the New Testament says to Abraham and his seed, singular, meaning Jesus Christ, which means not you guys, because I'm getting ready to do a scholarly rebuttal of his rebuttal and explain to him that for 1900 years, the church consistently held that when the Jews were chosen to bring the Messiah into the world, when they rejected Christ as the Messiah, they ceased to be God's chosen people. And there are those who believe they're God's chosen people in the sense that they try to comply with their understanding of the Torah. And that's, it's like, but I wish you'd get to the point where you realize that everything that Scripture said about Christ that has yet, that was to be fulfilled at that time has been fulfilled. Now, there are some things that have yet to be fulfilled, and they will be. But the thing is that these people, he completely misinterpreted that passage to say, to Abraham and his seed, meaning us. And I'm sure you're familiar with the verse that says Abraham and his seed, meaning Christ, right? That's one of Paul's epistles, right?
Well, Christ's seed through the lineage that was set forth from Adam. And that's why you had the Nephilim who were coming in to try to seduce the daughters of Adam so that they could procreate, and they did. And they created these Geber, these giants in the earth. And that Davies slew one of them, at least. And we know that they were being fought against, those who call themselves Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Jesus was directing his wrath to. They're not of Judah, he said. They're not my people. They are a different people, an opposite seed line. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, I think that what I may wind up doing is say, here's my first draft, and it's going to take me more time to do a more thorough, basically the task that I'm looking at is going through the Bible again with a reexamination of eschatology towards the view of saying, excuse me, let's step back and take a look at this, and you don't have to agree with me, but agree with this, God knows, and we're not God, and we're wrong. Lies will only have power as long as people believe them. And mm-hmm. The thing is that it's like one thing I pointed out to Michael Ruggiero recently, there are 7 times in the book of Judges where it's written, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of God. And I really find it really disturbing when people say, our support for Israel is unconditional. Well, do you people hear yourself saying that if these people are doing evil in the sight of God, and you need to understand what that means, is the Zionist account cannot be trusted. They've been misrepresenting the issue for a while by claiming this is their ancestral homeland. And it's like, well, that may be true of the Sephardic minority, but for you Khazarians, you're not of that bloodline at all.
There you go.
It's not your ancestral homeland. Mm-hmm. You claim that you came into a land that was vacant, and the 800,000 Palestinians who, one way or the other have passed since then, most likely, 800,000 Palestinians kicked out of their homes. And here's the thing that people really need to register is they weren't given eviction notices. They weren't given any advance notices to either pack their belongings or prepare a defense. They were kicked out in the dead of night. And they were not allowed to even gather their documents, like their deeds going back to the Ottoman Empire. So they claim, well, these people just came in after. It's like, excuse me, there's no redemption for this political entity when you people keep on reinforcing the same package of lies that nor God's chosen people should even today. Now, you're welcome to believe that, but you need to behave accordingly. And that mainly, more than anything else, means stop. You need to come clean about how certain criminal elements have been dishonest, like the attack on the USS Liberty. And I kind of miss Phil Fernie. Is he going to be back one of these days, or you don't know?
No, I'm not privy to that right now. I don't know.
Yeah, but I see him on Facebook. And I guess you've had on Dr. Alan Tobosky before, right?
A long time ago, I believe, yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't had
you're
him
familiar
on.
With this gentleman.
I am.
Okay,
I am.
You're familiar with him, yes.
Right. He's a pretty sharp egg, and, he does say some things which I do not accept, about the planes and so forth. But the point is that he nailed it down, and he said that Israel did 9/11. So we have one lie after another. Thank you, Mark, for your call.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back, folks, in this hour. Rick Adams with you. And Rick458 at cox.net, cox.net is my email. Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment YouTube channel. You know, I would say to the last caller, Mark, that you definitely, you out there, all of you who wish to know how the words, the language, the transliterations are in the scriptures that are not authenticated, is to advise you to look at a good Strong's exhaustive concordance. You could do that even online. I believe eSword, if I'm not mistaken, eSword online will give you that concordance and that translation of the words, as well as a good basic Bible, a companion Bible with the notes and commentary. By all means, stay away from the Scofield notes and the Darby notes in the Bible, because you will not get the real translation, because they too were men of the Rothschild regime. And again, religion is the one thing that will finalize this eighth beast system in the book of Revelation, the end times, is that religion will be brought together. Isn't it interesting I get these emails, and then I read these letters and so forth in the papers, and I watch these rabbis. Now, all of a sudden, the same rabbis that demonized Islam, as Bibi still does, they demonized Islam as being terrorist and said we should fight against Islamic countries, are now part of this local prayer fest, this coalition of groups that represent this new found faith-based initiative of togetherness, and we would call it communitarian logistics in what they're doing. Isn't it interesting, though, now they're defending Islam? I find these ultra-Orthodox rabbinical types are defending Muslims and are defending the coming together, the coalition of Muslims, of Christians, of Shinto, of all of the others, including the Roman Catholics, with the Protestants, mainline particularly, and every other single group, naturally Jewish as well, because they want to build a new multicultural universalist Tower of Babel, again, that God destroyed the first time in the book of Genesis. What they want to do is to build this communitarian dream, this dream, if you will, that would create a one-world religion. And so what do? You demonize one first, and then you welcome them in. At the same time, welcoming them into our nation, which no longer has had any borders for a long time. Now, you talk about multiculturalism. You talk about diversity. You talk about this idea that we should all love one another. You know, the Rodney King mentality. Can't we just all get along together? Why? You've demonized them. You waged a war against them. You've killed millions of them just since 2001. And now you're telling us that we must all come together and stop the bigotry, stop the racism. But you rabbis haven't mentioned Israel. Very interestingly enough, you have an exclusivist, terrorist, supremacist, fascist, Marxist state there, which you continually support, but you don't want us to have a Christian America. You want a Judeo, quote, Christian America. A nice little hodgepodge, a conglomeration. Interesting, isn't it? 800-313-9443 is the number. And pretty heavy stuff here today, folks. But you know what? This is where the rubber meets the road. If we don't deal with these issues head on, then we're only deluding ourselves with regard to this war of freedom, this anti-New World Order campaign in America under Trump. And Trump is going to beat him. He's going to win. He's going to take his missiles, and he's going to take his Tommy guns, and he's going to take his tanks, and he's going to, with a whole bunch of people in the Pentagon, turn the guns on those that hold the financial, economic, political strings in America. Don't believe it. Don't believe in fables. Believe in the Bible. Believe in truth. Chris in Las Vegas is up now. Hello, Chris.
Well, good morning, Rick, and I want to be sure and point out that we greatly always enjoy Art's contributions and his great investigative research he brings to the table.
Amen. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This morning I was listening to another contributor that seems to have some elements of authenticity. I think his name is Richard David Steele, supposedly former CIA and apparently a free-range, as he claims, wildcat that's trying to put out the truth, and he claims he does confess to being half of the tribe, and we don't hold that against him. I hear the music, I'll wait.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. You stay where you are, Chris. Folks, you stay tuned. Join us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All righty.
We're back, folks.
And we are talking with Chris in Las Vegas now. Chris, you were just talking about Mr. Richard Steele. Go ahead.
Well, he was on this morning with Susan Lindauer, and I think I'd heard him on Alex Jones a day or so before also. Yeah. And he claims he was the another party candidate, maybe Libertarian, back in 2008. And he does seem to have some cogent ideals, although sure. I do have a bit of trepidation about some of his suggestions in particular that I think require some diligent examination for those of us with critical thinking brains.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'm among that group. But he does speak with quite a bit of knowledge, and he does challenge a lot of the aspects of the so-called Trump administration and its infestation with the Zionist influences that are so proliferant throughout it. In particular, he was pointing out to Ms. Lindauer, who thought that Mr. Bannon was in fact anti-Israel,
mm-hmm.
which he clarified that he was particularly very much strongly that way.
Exactly.
And Israel firster. And
Bernie Marcus, whose name you heard in the first hour here, the CEO of Home Depot, number one Zionist in America, a radical Islamic, a Zionist, backer, and he testified to that effect many, many weeks ago that Steve Bannon was one of us. So much for anti-Semitism, as they call it, huh?
If it wasn't so tragic, you know. But you guys are so on top of things. Art is so on point on his investigations. It's just that most Americans are so oblivious. They've never been exposed to this truth-based information. And they have to believe the Judeo-Christos myths and lies.
But you're right about that, Chris. But on the other hand, you know, I see the masses historically... All masses, not just the Israelite people, have always been led by somebody. They've always looked for a Messiah. They've always looked for a political savior when things got rough. And that's because, you know, they fell away from the Messiah and they embraced another god or gods. And what has happened is some will always come along to fill that void. And most of the masses, no matter who they are, just happen to be in the dark. And you know what? Really, the Bible makes that pretty clear, that that's for their own protection. And the reason is God doesn't want everyone to know what's going on. He really doesn't, because how is his deception of Satan going to take place in these days if everybody understood it? You know, his plan is going to happen no matter what people think. You follow me?
Absolutely, Rick. In fact, I observe that if we look closely, there's very little... I observe difference between the so-called Islam, Muhammadism, Zionism, Mormonism, you know, all these different isms are all from the same location, the synagogue of Satan, although they're all mere religions, L-E-G-I-O-N, of men posed as religions of the one creator, when in fact they're demon gods or other gods other than the one true living God. Thank you so much, Rick.
Yeah. No, thank you, because really that's where the rubber does meet the road in understanding Genesis. And understanding Genesis means you understand the Gospels, and then you understand Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. And God considers it blasphemous to consider those people to be Israelite people. He says, I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Judah and Judeans and are not, but do lie like their father and are of the synagogue of Satan. So he's going to destroy them when he comes and their capital in Jerusalem. But in the meantime, he still loves his people here in America and in Europe. And the thing is, he's got to chastise them a little bit. They have to go through this cycle of discipline in order that they might come to him in the end, right? Isn't that what it's all about? You know, I don't know if Chris is still with me, but I mean, that's the question I put to you out there, is that, America here is a land of stupid people, okay? We know that. God calls them sottish in the Bible, S-O-T-T-I-S-H, I believe, sottish, meaning a little bit lightheaded, a little bit dumb, my people. But that's why they need a good shepherd, to shepherd them to the promised land. And that promised land is not Jerusalem, ultimately. It is, I believe it's Yahweh Shammah, which will be the new final capital of God on this earth when the millennium begins. So when that takes place, then we'll see his kingdom open up. But then will the light be shown. Then will the priests of God teach during the millennium that they will now see the truth, free of Satan, free of his influence, free of his children, and they will be able to finally know the truth, because he wants to bring them all back to him. God is very merciful and very, very loving. In the end, he's going to shine his truth on the whole world, and the whole world then can make its own decision, who they want to go with, this guy or the other guy, you know? Just looking at these headlines here, that Ted Cruz, that marvelous paragon of virtue and objectivity, said that he would think who would be a great replacement for General Flynn as National Security Advisor? Josh Bolton, John Bolton, the radical extremist, Israel first, Judaic, Marxian, Kenite-loving, hypocritical, you got it, neocon. He would make an excellent choice. Where was he before? In the Bush administration, of course. He knows how to deal with threats of radical Islamic terrorism. You bet he does. You bet, as a good Zionist stooge, a footstool for them, that he knows how to kill them all and then bring what's left into the big tent, the big fold of America and the whole world united in a new world order. Isn't that what it's all about? See, these people, folks, are arch traitors. They're arch villains, and they need to be taken down, not by us. But they will be taken down by God himself. He's giving them enough rope so that when that day comes, they will hang themselves, neatly applying the noose around their little necks to be snapped. That's why don't get caught up in all this minutia about he said, she said, they said, we said. Yes, the media are the enemy of the American public. We know that. They have always been. There's nothing new here. This has gone on since day one, going back to pre-World War I days. But then, of course, it was the print media, and then it became radio, and then it became television. All of this is part of the mix of, what is it? Babylonian captivity in the end times. Captivity of what? The mind. It's the mind that Satan and his children want. It's control over your thinking, your mind. And that's why I bring you to the next subject that I want to tie all together. And it all seems to evolve around alternative radio, alternative media, and AJ and a whole bunch of others who are basically part and parcel of this New World Order movement to bring about the elimination by force, by violence, by other means, peaceful and otherwise, of the old world order. Now, what am I talking about? Okay. Well, the name of this philosopher, Putin's brain, he's called. His name is Alexander Dugin or Dugin. He is a guy who reminds me of Rasputin in Russia. And the Russian president, Putin, this is my thoughts. Now, others may disagree. That's fine. But my thoughts are that this guy, okay, this guy is such an influence over Steve Bannon. And Steve Bannon is the chief strategist of the administration that is behind what you see unfolding in America now. You know, this business of trying to bring about 100,000 or more of, National Guardsmen patrolling the cities, taking over the city so that they can round up all these so-called undocumented people and exit them out of the country. Oh, really? No wonder Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas and a few others have just repudiated the idea and have, for one reason or another, sometimes the right reason, have said, no, you're draining our resources, you're taking over our states and so forth, and we don't want that. But Bannon does. And Mr. Dugin, who was around long ago, was predicting that America would just happen to break up and break into regions that then could be subjugated. Now, how is that happening? How is that coming about, this regional dissolution of the United States? Well, we're seeing it along class lines. We're seeing it along racial lines. We're seeing it along religious lines all throughout the United States, this balkanization, if you will, of America. I've been talking about this for a long time. And then we see the relationship of these alt-media talk hosts with Bannon and with Dugin and others, and how they're promoting them, how they interview them, how they bring them on. There's a method to their madness, folks. But unfortunately, as I say, people are kind of dim-witted. People are kind of just a little bit loose upstairs, if you know what I'm saying, and they fall for every gimmick that comes along. That's why God says, my people are a little bit sottish. They fall for everything because they're basically good-hearted people. They're kind people. My people have always been soft-headed. When I told them to wipe out the Canaanites, they didn't do it. Because of the infestation of these fallen angels, they didn't obey God because they didn't want to do something they thought was just a little bit too far. Too far removed from their kind-heartedness. Too, shall we say, brutal and harsh. But God knows what he's doing. And when he says to do something, if you don't do it, you have to suffer the consequences. And he told us, anybody who touches cane seed line, which is intermingled with all of these other key lines, especially the seed lines of China and Korea and all of this now, we can see the reason why the dragon is becoming so strong and Rush is now appearing on the scene once again. He told them, don't touch cane, because whoever touches cane seven times while I hit him over the head, while I punish him. Why? Not because he loves Cain and his seed line, because they must do their part in God's overall plan of fulfilling the negative part of his positive plan to bring about, in the end, this control grid that will lead to the what? The end of the age. Two witnesses shall be sent back to Jerusalem to witness to the world, and they too shall be murdered in the streets of Jerusalem, and their bodies will be there for three and a half days before the very end comes, and that's when the real Jesus comes. What's going to happen in Jerusalem is going to be unbearable. So I say, get the Palestinians, take them out, bring them here to America, if you will, because what is going to befall that city, God tells us, in those last days, is going to be hailstones of 150 pounds falling upon the city. It's going to be one big bloody mess. You think these dams bursting and these mudslides and these hurricanes and tornadoes or something. When he sends his wrath on that city in these last days, it's going to be horrific. But God knows what he's doing, and he is going to do it regardless of what we think. Okay? All right. Enough said. Let's take some more calls. We have Terry in Texas next. Hello, Terry.
Good afternoon, Rick. Awesome program. Three really quick comments, if I can jam them in.
Yeah.
My brain went blank. astonishness. Yeah, trying to maintain all these thoughts in my brain. Astonishness. I was just reading. These are, of course, embellishing all the stuff you've ever said. Again, awesome program. They did a survey for the Americans. It was in Zero Hedge about the top countries that Americans felt were threats to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
To show you how thorough the conditioning is and what we're fighting. The lists were North Korea, Iran, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Russia, Libya, Somalia, Pakistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. So,
wouldn't you know it, huh? Golly gee, as Gomer Pyle would say.
I mean, it's just, you know, we're fighting something that just, I mean, the conditioning is so thorough, as you know, Rick. It's just absolutely appalling. And
yes.
As far as what you're saying in the garden, you know, I was rereading that. I've read this thing many times. And it's interesting, too, I came across, which I'm sure you're aware of, in Genesis 3:6. You know, if you don't know what's going on in the garden, of course, as you know, you're lost. But that word desirable also means to lust after.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, following through, you know, what took place in the garden. And then my third point is touching upon something that you mentioned last week that really, really struck me, Rick, and really I, you know, cogitated for the longest time about the uniqueness of the Holocaust. You know, how they've made it unique, you know, that unique suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, so much of the time I've thought about, so much about God's glory and God's holiness. And the word that always comes to me as far as God's holiness is the word unique. And that it's amazing. I really think that this Holocaust is really a linchpin and also really paves the way for the Holocaust, because now that makes their unique, they have a unique suffering, and that uniqueness in a way implies their godliness, their sacrifice, and it conveniently puts them in this position of authority and power and judgment. Those things that are really reserved for God.
Exactly. See, everything that Satan represents is trying to be a copycat of God. You see what I'm saying? So these people, when they say something, name their, you know, Satan is named, you know, the bright and morning star, you know, the prince of light. He's, you know, he's all of these good things, because Satan is a copycat of God. And his children took on the names of the ancient Hebrews, the Hibernium, took on their names, and therefore they're believed by the world to be the Hebrews. They believe they're Judeans. They believe this. Why? Because their names say so, but their faces don't. See, Jeremiah said, you will know them by the show of their countenance. The countenance betrays their looks, their appearance, and their genetic code. You see, you can't fool God.
it gives them incredible leverage with this whole narrative to set them apart as unique, like setting themselves up God. In reality, Rick, if you distill it all down, it's a shoving in the face. It's a mocking of God is what it is.
Of course it is. That's what Satan does. He mocks God. And you know that word Holocaust, you know what it means? People never, never understand the real meaning of it. It means a burnt offering. It's an offering. The number is an arbitrary number that really comes from the whole business of the pointed star. The hexagram is 666. You need 6 million souls offered to God, their God, in order to have the whole world under their control from Jerusalem. That's the numerical point of six. You see, Satan. It's Satan himself. It's so obvious to those who have some basic knowledge of Genesis, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible to be given this information and knowledge. It's a real blessing and sometimes a real burden.
Amen. All right, Terry, sorry, we got to cut, and we'll be right back with more calls.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, folks, we are looking at the latest Gallup polls showing that Mr. Trump, in his first few weeks in office now, supposedly garnering less popularity than many other presidents in their same time period, about 40%. And that is not just only propaganda, but it's from Gallup, the Gallup organization, and they have polled some, I think it was 1,500 people. In any event, this is what they conclude. Also, that the FBI, very interestingly enough, that we are certainly familiar with, more Americans have been targeted by the feds than Muslims in the last decade or so. Just those pointers that I thought you'd like to hear about. Let's go back to the phones, and we have, I believe, Wes first in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Rick, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. Go ahead, Wes.
I wanted to point out that George Washington did not just take his oath of office on the closed Bible, but he took his oath of office with his open hand on the Bible at page Deuteronomy 28, which is the blessings and the curses.
The blessings.
If you obey God, the curses if you do not. Now,
right.
A guy named Strittmatter years ago put up a lessons course on Deuteronomy, and I found it here, and I was glad to see it back because it was gone for a long time from the internet. It used to be under God's or Moses' hand. It points out that the Bible is actually 71% government and only 29% personal. It also points out that Jesus Christ referred to the book of Deuteronomy the most number of times. But for people to go to this class, I found it again under Sheldon Emery's library, Deuteronomy 28. But I just searched it again. I could not find it under Sheldon Emery's library. But I have found it on two places on the internet. The First Church of the Internet, when I did a search for Ten Commandments, and also scribd.com. In any case, I hope everyone takes this Bible law course. It's, like I say, Deuteronomy 28. It's explanation of...
Absolutely.
We need to take a look. I read it years ago. Under Strittmatter, and I learned so much about the Bible. I was just a Bible baby Christian, and I want to point out to people to learn the blessings and the curses.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that, Wes. You spelled it out well. That's why Jesus said, I have not come to abandon or transgress or do away with the law, but I am the fulfillment of the law, and none of it will pass. Not one jot or tittle, one small little grammatical entry will pass until all of this is fulfilled and the end comes. So you're right. Let's bear that in mind. These preachers today that want to do away with the old covenant and just throw it away and have their little pocket testament, they're crazy. They're false preachers. That's what they're doing, falsifying the gospel. All right, folks, I'm sorry. Let me see if we can grab, I don't know. I don't think we have time for Charlie. I think we're just flat out of time. Sorry about that, Charlie. Next week, God willing, we shall be back, and we'll see what the week brings. But hold your breath, folks, and It'll change from minute to minute, so you won't have to hold your breath very long. All right, thank
you
all.
Would mold and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.